FAR, a thriving hub for investment, innovation, and connectivity. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. The city of FAR, Texas, is rapidly emerging as a prime destination for investment, thanks to its strategic location, robust infrastructure, and forward-thinking leadership. At the recent FAR Commercial and Investment Tour on September 24, 2024, key figures from FAR's economic and business sectors outlined the city's growth, the resources it offers, and its vision for the future. The event brought to light FAR's unique position as a business-friendly hub in the Rio Grande Valley, showcasing its readiness to attract national and international investments. Karina Lopez, Economic Development Manager for the FAR EDC, opened the event by welcoming attendees and emphasizing FAR's significant potential for investment. "We have a great agenda lined up today, with various partner presentations and opportunities that will help you discover why the city of FAR is a prime location for investment," Lopez stated, setting the tone for the day's presentations. Photo by Noah Mangum Gonzalez. Victor Perez, President and CEO of the FAR Economic Development Corporation, reflected on FAR's leadership in organizing commercial property tours. Perez highlighted FAR's pioneering spirit. "We were the first to partner up with RGV Partnership to start these, and now all the other communities are doing this as well." He stressed the importance of regional collaboration in driving economic progress. Photo by Noah Mangum Gonzalez. Marie Garcia, a board member of RGV Partnership, reinforced this by showcasing her organization's role in connecting businesses across South Texas. "Our initiatives are one region, one voice, and most importantly, we do platforms like this to connect and showcase the region as a whole," Garcia said. Photo by Noah Mangum Gonzalez. The key themes throughout the event were FAR's central location in the Rio Grande Valley, infrastructure investments, and attractive business incentives. Lilvet, Lily, Santos, Economic Business Development Director at FAR EDC, detailed the city's advantages, including its proximity to major transportation routes and international airports. "FAR is ideally situated for travel to major markets, and our infrastructure, including a $70 million broadband project, supports business growth," Santos highlighted. She also emphasized FAR's business-friendly environment, noting that the city offers customizable incentives such as tax abatements, infrastructure grants, and foreign trade zones that enable duty-free operations. FAR's Global Business Hub, a newly launched incubator focused on international investments, provides resources for companies looking to scale. "We are a growing, business-friendly city with solid regional partnerships," Santos concluded, emphasizing FAR's readiness to support investors. Photo by Noah Mangum Gonzalez. Andres Franco, CEO of Comce Noreste, provided insights into the international trade landscape, emphasizing the importance of the trilateral relationship between Mexico, the United States, and Canada. "The United States is Mexico's largest trading partner, both in exports and imports," Franco explained. He discussed how FAR's key location and infrastructure facilitate this trade, particularly in the automotive, electronics, and machinery sectors. Franco also touched on global trade challenges, including the war in Ukraine, climate change, and the rise of Chinese electric vehicles. He stressed the need to improve logistics infrastructure, reduce costs, and stay alert to geopolitical changes. "We must continue to enhance our infrastructure to remain competitive and address global market shifts," Franco advised. Photo by Roberto Gonzalez. Rick Carrera, Director of Economic Development at COSTEP, emphasized FAR and South Texas as prime locations for business expansion, particularly for companies looking for cross-border opportunities. "Many investors are unaware of South Texas's size and potential beyond San Antonio. Our region's population of 3.7 million and proximity to Mexico offers seamless trade opportunities," Carrera noted. Carrera outlined how COSTEP promotes the region through trade shows, conferences, and familiarization tours. "Our goal is to showcase the region's industrial parks, connectivity, and workforce to potential investors, ensuring they see South Texas as a viable and competitive destination," Carrera said. Photo by Roberto Gonzalez. Janie Cavazos, FAR EDC's Business Development and Property Manager, looked at FAR's growing commercial and retail sectors. She highlighted several vital projects, including Matt's Cash and Carry Warehouse and the Burt Ogden BMW dealership, among other developments along major expressways. FAR offers prime locations for commercial, retail, and residential use, making it an attractive spot for investors, Cavazos emphasized. She also pointed out the ongoing expansion of the FAR International Bridge, a key infrastructure project to enhance trade routes. Photo by Noah Mangum Gonzalez. Linda Ufland, Director of Entrepreneurship, Innovation, and Commercialization at UTRGV, presented the FAR Global Business Hub, a collaborative effort between FAR EDC and UTRGV. The hub provides international and local businesses with essential resources, including business incubation, soft landing programs, and access to UTRGV's vast network. We help companies with programming, mentorship, and support as they scale and integrate into the U.S. market, Ufland explained. She emphasized that the hub strengthens FAR's position in global trade by offering a comprehensive support system for businesses. Our goal is to create an ecosystem that fosters growth, not just locally but internationally, Ufland added. Photo by Noah Mangum Gonzalez. Finally, Jose Pena, IT Director for the City of FAR, discussed the city's groundbreaking broadband initiative, which began in 2019. In response to FAR being listed as one of the worst connected cities in the U.S., the city built a 600-mile underground fiber optic network to provide affordable, high-speed internet. Over 10,000 homes and 4,100 students are currently benefiting from the service, and we continue to expand, Pena said. The initiative supports education, business growth, and digital literacy, and the city plans to extend broadband services to neighboring towns. Pena highlighted FAR's commitment to smart city projects, which aim to train a skilled workforce and improve regional connectivity. Photo by Noah Mangum Gonzalez. FAR is a city on the rise. Its strategic location, robust infrastructure, and focus on innovation make it a prime destination for investment. As Perez noted at the event, FAR is poised for significant growth, driven by strong leadership, regional collaboration, and a commitment to providing businesses with the resources they need to succeed. With upcoming developments like the FAR International Bridge expansion and the FAR Global Business Hub, the city is well positioned to become a key player in national and international markets.